Though the vote was unanimous, some council members still had reservations about the ordinance. 4th District Councilman Troy Warner expressed concern that the board wouldn't be able to legally subpoena police officers during an investigation.
I think a judge may say that the state legislature has already created these powers for this purpose through the Board of Public Safety and someday may tell us that we have to use that method for the subpoenas.
5th District Councilman Jake Teschka also expressed concern about the board's subpoena power, but both councilmen ultimately said they were comfortable approving the ordinance. The review board will be made up of an appointed official from each council district and a full-time director, appointed by the city clerk. The board will collect, track, and report civilian complaints, as well as recommend additional investigation when necessary. First District Councilman Kenneth Lee said that giving people a voice in the policing process will strengthen the community, rather than separate it.
Accountability is not a bad thing. It just helps to build the trust that individuals have in our community.
For WVPE News, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.